Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 147. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. Happy, merry, belated Christmas.
In between the holidays. That
we're mm-hmm. Although the episode last night had already said that, so anyway.
Well, that's
forget
right.
What I just said. No, I scratch that. No, I don't want to.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, there you go.
That's
happy New Year. New Year.
That's
happy.
Emergent.
Belated New Year.
New Year.
That's yeah. Right. I knew there was something there, Nate. I was like, is it Happy Halloween? No, we already covered that. Yeah, it'll be New Year's.
I remember back at Halloween, we said before we know it, it will be Christmas.
We did?
In the New Year in 2024.
Now it's past that.
Here we are.
I know. Yeah, it'll be the 3rd of January by the time they listen to this. So, yeah, Happy New Year 2024.
Time goes by, baby.
I know.
Time goes by.
How was everybody's Christmas, Nate? You have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it's good. Relaxing. Away from work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always a good thing. Work's good, but time away is better. I see. Dane made out on the drums here.
Yeah.
Some new, yeah.
Got a bunch of new little gizmos.
Nice. And Sean?
Yes?
Good Christmas?
It was good. Yeah.
What? Tell the listeners what they got to the kids and Jenna.
Oh, the kids got into this the microphone. Yeah, it doesn't work though.
They don't see it. They can't.
It's a micro. I'm going to show it anyway.
That's pretty cool.
Cool little microphone, just kind of like what you use for.
I'll take
the
a picture
emojis.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. And we're
the old school microphone.
The sign on air. It has light up. I just have to plug it in, and it's nothing comes with an actual plug anymore. Do you have a plug? Oh my gosh!
That's
look
cool.
At this.
Oh,
isn't it cool? I don't know where the heck we're going to put it, but
look
on
at
air.
This.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Look at that. Does it? Nope.
Creepy, if you could see this, it is not lighting up. Oh, there we go.
Holy cool.
There we go. So are you going to hold it up the whole time?
Yeah. Is that going to get tired? That's
well, not for me.
God gave me two arms. Look.
Not for me, yeah.
I'm going to put it somewhere.
Anyway, we have an on-air sign.
We do.
That's nice. Lights up and everything.
So yeah, they gave me that. And then we got the boys' RC cars, race cars. Oh, it's so much fun. I love it. I sent you guys a picture.
Yeah, I saw
video
that.
Of it. That was fun.
I saw that.
Curs.
Well, they're a lot neater than when we were young because they'd always get stuck in the grass for us or flip over constantly. But these don't tend to do that.
Hmm.
I mean, they do flip over some, but they don't. But in the grass, they just like tear it up.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Tear it up.
But we called them Crusher and Skull.
Crusher and Skull.
Harrison's has a skull on it, and I was like, oh. It's got to be Skull. And then William wanted to call his Crusher, so I'm like, Crusher and Skull, I like it.
Crusher, I like that. It reminds me of the old
Crusher Skull.
They're really fun.
What are you going to do? I'm a Crusher
Skull. They maneuver
skull.
Really well.
Cool. Oh, yeah, they look pretty fast, mm-hmm. too. Yeah. Good, excellent. Our kids made out like bandits. They got surprised with their own TVs. So they have TVs in their rooms now.
Nice.
Yeah, so... Not bad at all for them, and I enjoyed the time off.
Did you turn off the on air?
Took me a good nap Christmas Day like I always do. Man, there's nothing better than a good Christmas Day nap.
Oh.
It was about 3 hours.
I haven't had one of those in a while, but
Ooh.
I did get to rest, though, so it's cool. I
always take naps,
Some football. Oh, wait, did I hit it? Okay, so we're on air, off air, on air?
Are we still messing with this thing?
There we go.
All right.
Back on
there.
There
we go.
We're still messing with this thing. Yes, we are.
Now you got more leash because I'm plugging in right here.
You like that?
We want Sean with less leash.
Right. Choker. Nate, we need a choker collar on me.
That's really... yeah, good. I hope everybody else had listening had a good Christmas.
Yes.
And whatever you do. And 2024. That's weird. So let's move on to the dad joke of the show. It's going to be the first one of the new year. So I'm bringing it.
It's been brought.
What is it called when a rabbit gets pregnant?
Hmm.
An ingrown hair. Oh. An ingrown hair. You are welcome. How about that, Nate?
Yeah. Sort of like a toenail.
I don't think I would have gotten that one. That's good, though. It's
pretty darn good. Right, it's good.
It's pretty okay.
It's pretty okay it's in a roundabout way.
I didn't like it.
Ingrown hair. Boo. I liked it.
No, it's good.
You know where I got that joke?
The Easter Bunny?
It was a little before your time, but maybe you guys know it, because you know, like, still 70s and 80s stuff. Remember the Gong Show?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course I do.
With Chuck Barris. Mm-hmm. So I came across an old episode with him, or the Gong Show, on TikTok, of all places. And it had, you know, the unknown comic where he had the grocery bag over his head. And that was one of his jokes. And I'm like, that's going to be my joke of the show. So
that's good.
Ingrown hair. I was like, oh, boy. He had plenty to pick from. So anyway, that's the dad joke of the show. For
I like
the first
it.
One of 2024. We went to dinner with the Walkers last night.
Yep.
And we were all trying to figure out how it came to 2024. Like, man, that is really weird. Because Ryan was like, he goes, it's weird to say, like, when 2000 came and, you know, the whole, like, oh, my gosh, is the world going to shut down and blow up? And I'm like, and here we are 24 years later. It's
I thought the world was, away. Wasn't the world supposed to end 2012?
Yeah.
Like, December 21st, 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
We were all supposed to, like.
Because it's the end of the Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm. Something goofy like that.
Like, they were.
Guess what?
The sun
you
was
just restart
go
it.
They're like, dang.
God's like, oh, it's like easy people.
Well, they didn't learn their lesson in 2000.
Yeah. So anyway, it is weird, 2024. Mm-hmm. So coming off the dad joke of the show, Sean, what do you have for us?
Well, I got the first part of the announcements, if that's what you're wanting.
I was.
We come together. I feel like this is like church, you know. Take me to church, right? Wednesday nights, normally, except for Thursday nights, we come together for the fun, the creepy, the paranormal, the guy time, right? But the most important thing we do, and we will do this forever and ever and ever, till God strikes us dead, maybe tonight, we are going to build a mental health community. We want you guys to be healthy. We want you guys to get help when you need it. All of us need it out there. So call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
How about that?
I like it.
That is true.
We're going to the Fuel game on Friday, and their theme is, I think it's all you can eat, a different like food or whatever. And
we've been there on that night.
Yeah, and it's for mental health.
Is it?
Uh-huh, awareness, yep. And Jenna said, she sent it to me, and she goes, I like the theme for Friday night. And I'm like, I like that theme, too.
You'll have to, I should have brought some bracelets. Could have passed out some bracelets.
That's right. For mental health awareness. All right.
Well, no, I was just to get more downloads. But to tell them that our podcast does, you know.
That's right.
Embrace mental health awareness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'll tell you.
And bullying.
Now, you notice that awareness. Hopefully starting, the little things help, and we are gaining daylight a little bit. Each day, you know.
So is it daylight?
Daylight.
Daylight.
Yeah. It gets...
delightful.
Huh? The days get longer.
This is true. I know. The light is...
Daylightful.
The light is coming.
Yeah. I don't know. I know a lot of people do the old New Year's resolutions, and that just means a bunch of things.
Stuff you're really not going to do. Todd's going to be nice to people?
Nope,
never going to happen.
I am nice to people.
I'm just kidding you. I got your attention.
Like two.
Both of them. All two of them.
Oh.
Nate and I? Is that Nate and I?
No.
We don't count.
The only two creatures I am nice to are my pups, Fenway and Maggie.
That's right.
Other babies. Speaking of my babies, one of my babies is going to Florida for a week. Livia. Yeah.
Well, good for her.
8 days. So she leaves tomorrow morning, and they're coming back the next Saturday. So I had to get my hugs in on my girl. So, yeah, that's kind of a bummer. But speaking of Maggie, like she sleeps with Olivia. And
She's going to be in trouble.
She's going to miss Sissy. Yeah, so she'll be sleeping with us. So
I was telling you guys, I guess, are we just shout-outs yet? No, okay, no shout-out.
Is this a shout-out part?
Well, kind of.
Well, let's get to it.
I just wanted to shout-out to my girl, Claire. She sent me a text. She spent the night at her friend's house, Allie, and Adam Yeah, Allie's dad. We gave a shout out to this last episode, so we'll do it again, I guess, in a way. She sent me a picture and said, we're listening to your podcast in the car, so in his truck. And they were listening to Dogman. And so I'm pretty sure they were listening for their shout out. So here's another shout out about the shout out.
Now, don't get used to it, Adam.
I said, exactly, Adam and Allie and Claire. But Claire seemed very excited about the episode or the that I had a podcast and or we did.
She goes, did you have a podcast?
Yeah, I know. And I said, thank you for listening and I love you. And she's, it was a way to connect.
You. That's good. That is really good. Mm-hmm. Take what you can get.
Right.
You know why she's listening. I mean, it's just because her friend was listening.
Yes.
And speaking of, so my daughter, I'm like, hey, I said, you know, give your dad hugs and love you. Be careful and all that stuff. Have fun. And then I, Colin was over there. Mm-hmm. And
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. I said, Colin, I need to get you in the Mako studio. And he goes, yeah, yeah. And Olivia's like,
oh, he's a good kid.
She's like, oh, gosh. You know,
or young, man. Like, young
I go,
man.
I go, maybe he wants to be, you know. And then, and then I said, well, I know JP does. And he goes, oh, JP, he would love that. I go, well, we'll get him in here sometime. And he goes, that would be one of the two things he's excited about would be to get into the Mako studio. And the other is to do jury duty.
Oh.
So I guess Colin said that he is signed up. And so he gets to do it. He's always wanted to do it. And
I thought that was being sarcastic.
No.
Oh, that's hilarious.
January 9th. And he said, Colin goes, he goes, he's got all his papers on the counter. And he he goes, oh my gosh.
That's
and so, yes, JP, have fun with that. I want to do that. I want to do jury duty. Mm-hmm. I've never
called
been.
Once.
Have you? I've never have.
They settled out of court, so I never had to go.
Oh, man. I got called, but I didn't get chosen. So I think I.
Well, you got to have
all that, those
mental stability.
Those ticks. Exactly. Like yelling out.
That's why I won't be able to do it.
Every 10 seconds, they're like, can you get that guy out of here? Turn his microphone down.
Yeah, well, they, first question they ask you or whatever. You're just like, I don't like people.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right, you're dismissed.
Yeah, you're dismissed. I'm very biased, bigoted.
I asked if he knew the case. He said he hasn't. And he goes, no, he hasn't told me yet.
So. I'm related to who? Everybody in the case.
Right.
Okay, you're out.
Yeah, so
you're a jokester.
I would think though, being in the Mako studio would be number one. But since it hasn't happened yet, you know, whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
no, right. I thought that was funny. He's like, yeah, he's really
right
excited.
Up there. With
so JP, have fun with that. And I'm jealous. I'm actually jealous.
Yeah.
I want to get on some like month long, you know, like
oh, you murder OJ Simpson, you know. Something.
Really. Oh yeah, like 2 years. No.
No, talking about court and case remind me of a joke.
Uh oh.
I can't say it on this. So.
Oh,
one of those.
For some reason, I thought that was coming.
Use your imagination then.
Oh, anyway. Anybody else have shout outs? John, do you have any more?
I do.
Okay.
Do you guys have any?
Hey, don't get all choked up about shout outs. It's not.
I'm all choked up.
Not that big a deal.
Today was my last meeting or leading a meeting for my team. And
your leading meeting?
Leading meeting. And so it was bittersweet, which is good though. I gave them a little pep talk and a little bit of positivity. But before that, we had a Secret Santa, and the guy that had me, his name's Matt. He's a friend of mine. He does listen to the show.
I think we've mentioned
we've mentioned Matt. We have. He gave me a replica of the Holy Grail, and which is awesome, from Indiana Jones 3. And he said, you chose wisely, and which I thought was hilarious, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just and that confirms to me, like, I made a good choice, right? From somebody that works with me. He's a friend of mine, coworker, colleague. And the fact that he gave me that was pretty cool. Number one, I love Indiana Jones. And the fact that he was like, you chose wisely. It was also pretty funny and nod to me. So I do appreciate that. I also have a good coworker and colleague there, Megan O'Donnell, listens to the show. She was texting me last night as she's listening to our Hawaiian Hilton's haunted one.
Oh yeah.
She goes, I'm laughing out loud about you and Nate's noises about Todd, you know, the pimple popper stuff.
She's, oh yeah.
She goes, it's hilarious. And she's like, I love it. And then, I mean, she's listening to our episodes, but she just loves the go in between and all that stuff. So
I
appreciate her listening. I appreciate her support at work. I appreciate her friendship. So shout out to Megan. I got to meet her family. Her husband, Brian, and then they have four kids, and it was fun to meet them. So
nice. So during your pep-up meeting, did you relay to them that they're the cause of you leaving?
Yeah. I did not.
Let's don't bash.
I did, I did not. It's funny because we did the Secret Santa. We ate. We did a little bit of a meeting, and then I excused myself while they did.
Guys, you can do it.
A second interview with the person that's going to be taking over for me. God bless her, Abby. Shout out to her. But it is. It was weird because I was like, I'm trying not to make this awkward, but here I'm making it awkward. But well, let me skedaddle. I told him, I said, I'm only going to flip over a couple tables on my way out. And, you know, like,
man.
Well, they'll be glad to see me go then that way, right? You know, like, God, that guy's a jerk face. Only other last, I got one more, I promise. The kids and Jenna got me a wrist bracelet that is in Morse code, and it's basically a new
chapter. Help me, please.
That's what it says, yeah. Except for them. It says, it's basically a new chapter. And oh, Jenna said, oh, I thought sweet. That would be really, yeah. It's got a whole little plate to it, but it's, the bottom line is it's a new chapter. And she said, I thought that would be good for your new job.
Nice. So very thoughtful.
Quit whining and all that stuff.
any more
it's
shout outs?
That's implied. I love you guys.
What time is it, Nate?
I love you guys. No. And that's episode number 147.
Nate, you ready to do your wrap?
he's like, oh, I got that.
Any shout outs for you? From you. Shout out.
Shout outs from me. No.
I love you too, Nate.
No. You know, I've been pretty low on the shout outs lately. I don't know. Well, I might have done one last week, but no.
I've been very hermitized.
Hermitized?
That's sitting at home, seeing no one, talking to no one.
It's the best.
Sitting in your trailer.
Other than family.
Sitting
of
in your trailer at work by yourself, as I said.
I'm going to say shout out to my family just to. It was a very enjoyable Christmas. The time off, but we had fun. Played Amy and Elijah and I played a game that it's called Gestures. It's like charades and Pictionary type thing. I mean, not Pictionary, you don't draw, but it's that type of thing. We just had fun. Everybody was in a good mood. The night before when we had her family over, we hosted. It was great and fun and lots of good food. So shout out to just the Christmas time off. So, and they allowed me, of course, always take my nap. So
that is nice.
Gotta love a 3-hour nap.
Lots
Christmas.
Of football.
You know, I didn't watch any football. I don't want to brag, but I am in the championship of my fantasy football league. We've played three seasons, or six seasons. I've won three of them, and this is the seventh one. If I win this year, I'll be the first back-to-back.
Are you in there with our buddy Jeff?
No.
This
is the church league.
Oh, church.
So church if league. I win, that'll be my fourth in 7 years, and I get to order myself another championship ring. Not that I want to brag or anything, but damn.
You have to order it for yourself.
And then the guy play. He's won. He's one of the other three that have won it. So, you know, it's not a
is
big
this
deal.
A shout
it's
out to yourself?
Deal. Yeah, it is. it's I'm pretty dominant, to be honest with you.
Kiss the ring.
I, you know, I get up in the morning, Nate, I piss excellence.
Excellence.
I screw that up.
What
didn't
the
I?
Actual heck?
Gosh, that's what I get. I piss excellence. I'm so excited. I am. That's all I got, really, in life. What
you
else
have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Special announcements. I'm going to say, I don't have anything in particular, but 2024 is going to be fun for the Mako podcast. We've got some things.
I thought we were closing it down.
We are shutting it down the second.
The second, right? Yeah. Hey,
no,
it's the first,
no,
and we're
no,
done.
No, we're... 2024, when March 13th comes, that'll be 3 years. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. 3 years of the podcast.
We got a bazillion
got
listens,
some,
right?
I know. Oh, a bazillion. Bazillion. One, and counting. Bazillion. A bazillion plus.
Oh, okay.
As of tonight, a bazillion. Then, you know. We'll have a few things to do, like event-wise. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And soon we'll be hitting 500,000 downloads. How about that in 2024?
So I have to laugh.
Heck yeah. I know. It's going to be a good year for Mako.
I texted Megan as I was giving her the shout out. I said, I gave you another shout out, and she sent me. She's excited.
I don't know. It's
so now, yeah.
Really nothing to be excited about. To get a shout out by any of us. But anyway, that's,
she
that's
is
that's
one
great.
She's one. I don't know. She answered on there on the somebody Facebook thing, but she does love the. Right, exactly.
The dad joke. All well, the why wouldn't she?
She no. doesn't love the dad joke, actually. That's
she
her
would.
Least favorite part.
There's a lot of people that love the dad joke. Don't bash it.
Pimple Popper is what she's a big fan of.
Yes.
She's
yes.
one of those sick.
And I watched a great
she's
one.
She's one
yesterday.
Of those sick freaks. Oh, God.
Almost sent
here.
It to
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
It was another oozing. Cyst. It was oatmeal just pouring out, man.
I hope you're enjoying this, Megan. And Jenna. Yeah.
Nate, and you want to see it real quick?
And Amy.
No, I'm good. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's pretty great. Okay, so yes, special announcements is the 2024 is going to be a great year for Mako. Now, Sean.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
To announce the first episode topic of 2024, what are we talking about?
This one's mine. Did you mean? Did you mean? You're like, oh.
What the heck? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let's
cut it. Cut the microphone, Nate. We did.
Technical error.
That was a mistake.
So you don't want me to say Care Bears?
No. No Care Bears.
No Care Bears. This is my pick, and it is New Jersey's Gates of Hell.
Wow.
I'm very monotone.
Wow, very robotic.
Really.
New Jersey Gates of Hell.
Nice. And how did you come up with this?
You told me to do this.
I did not.
I was looking up different gates of hell because we talked about, I don't know, a number of gates. I believe we've mentioned this gates of hell, by the way. We just have not gotten to like in depth talk about
it.
You see what
I thought it was. I thought it was sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure. I'm like, man, did we do this already? I'm like, okay, maybe not. Maybe
we've only done three episodes on this, but why not a fourth?
Yeah, might as well.
Would you like a little foundation?
Sure.
Okay. It's subterranean. Clifton, New Jersey is home to the gates of hell, like many other states, right? A storm drain system rumored to be made up of seven layers, like the salad, each bringing visitors closer to the evils of the underworld. The drains located behind the old Black Prince Distillery are covered with satanic graffiti and murals from generations of those who have dared to enter. The drains are square in the shape of... The drains are square in shape and dry, while all other drains in the area typically have streams of water flowing from them. While some sources claim that there is no satanic activity, those are the ones that are doing the satanic activity, there are no one that actually lives there. Others suggest that it is a cool place to hang out and smoke pot. Isn't that delightful?
That's great.
To reach the Gates of Hell, one can take the Garden State Parkway to exit 154, make a right on Paulison Avenue, pass a path mark to the distillery. That's crazy. So, I mean, that is probably the best foundation I've ever given.
Some say it's
The opposite, to be honest with
you. Yeah, you're like, no, I think
some say that the tunnels are the lair of the evil one himself.
Oh, that would be Satan?
Satan.
The Satan, because he is the Satan. His name's Lucifer. Lucy.
Louise.
Yeah, so, you know, we're New Jersey, featured the, I guess it's Passaic County site, and it refers to it as the legendary passageway that for years carried legend of satanic sacrifices, decaying carcasses, upside-down crosses, and a variety of other satanic and demonic imagery and activity. So, with that said, Sean, put this on the list.
I've already done it. Would you really want to go on this? I would.
Oh, yeah.
I totally would.
The graffiti
alone is fantastic.
Yeah, I was telling Colin about that. He was asking what we were talking about tonight, and I said, well, Sean picked the Gates of Hell in New Jersey, and I said, look it up. There's a lot of creepy pictures because of the graffiti.
I like that now we're calling him Mr. Bean.
I'm not calling him Mr. Bean.
He probably has no idea who that is.
It says, as recently as June, particularly daring urban explorers have created videos exploring the tunnels, hoping to find the gate in question, which is supposedly guarded by Red-Eyed Mike. Did you see that?
I might have seen something about it.
Yeah. Says a number of these videos, of which there are plenty, reveal similar themes. Spiders, ample graffiti, and the occasional noise of a passing New Jersey Transit train overhead. That's weird. And then it says, lastly, as far as the urban legends behind the Gates of Hell, they range from extreme to rather tame with little middle ground. So you got one or the other, extreme or lame.
Oh, I like extreme.
Tame, sorry.
Tame.
I'm like, wait a minute. They said tame, rather tame.
I was going to say, I like extreme still.
Yeah.
It is very old tunnels. With an arched stone ceiling about 8 feet high.
Oh.
Light quickly evaporates behind you as you enter. And you are soon enveloped in total.
Enveloped. Yeah, like a boat.
Cut his mic.
Don't listen to Sean.
In total darkness. Inside can be extremely dangerous, even without the presence of Satan.
The tunnel system was built as a drainage runoff for a stream called the Weasel Brook.
Hmm.
And in times of heavy rain, the usual trickle of water throughout the tunnels can become a raging torrent almost instantly.
Wow.
Okay. Dangers there. Also, the very real possibility of suffering legal consequences if you visit the gates of hell.
Oh, really?
So yeah. Don't do
police,
that.
The police department keeps tabs on it.
I bet.
They don't want you venturing in.
Hmm. I bet.
It says
they take all the fun.
They do.
Mm-hmm. They do. Yeah.
They do.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on, coppers.
Yeah, come on, coppers.
One kid breaks a leg, another one goes missing, and they shut it down.
Yeah. One goes gets decapitated. I don't know. Falls on the
top. They're going to shut this podcast down, too, right? Generations of local teenagers have told stories of what lay deep inside these darkened corridors and have dared each other to venture forth. Are their tales an accurate depiction of what lies beyond the murky threshold of the gates of hell, or are they more a window into the dark fears which can be found inside us all? Only those who are brave enough or foolhardy enough to enter those gates can say for sure that will be us when we go down there. Right?
Hmm. Oh, we're going. Yeah. We'll see our friend Christina Westervelt.
Mm-hmm.
We'll surprise her.
Pick her up on the way.
Yeah. Her in a charger. Her skunk. Her videos crack me up. He acts like a dog. So with these tunnels, it says some believe that the real gate is a room found deep within the series of tunnels that can only be entered by. Now this is very specific and interesting. Be entered by someone who possesses the strength to lift the 1,000-pound axes which guard the door,
what?
Revealing a glowing human skull. That or the room was at one point used for devil worshippers and the Ku Klux Klan, respectively, according to Atlas Obscura. So, what did I just say? 1,000-pound axes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that leaves me out.
The lower you go, the closer you become to meeting the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they say that this person's grown up near there, and their first recollections of the tunnel, they're said to be used as satanic sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
People entering these tunnels and never returning, decaying carcasses, upside down crosses, satanic graffiti. Anything dealing with the darkness in human nature was down there.
Yep. Yeah, it's. I'm looking at pictures now, and actually on the Weird New Jersey website, they're kind of cool, creepy but cool. Look at that picture. It's kind of actually mm-hmm. pretty.
I know. Well, yeah, I believe some of the photography is really cool.
Or pretty creepy, I guess.
Yeah, right.
yeah, the photography is awesome. There's one picture here. Has an arrow pointing somewhere, and within the arrow, somebody spray painted "Gates of Hell." So at least it's pointing to where you need to go.
This is like, totally thanks. Screaming it to me,
right?
Oh yeah, ooh, Pennywise. Could he mm-hmm. could be down there? You never know.
Did you know that?
What's that?
Pennywise and Mary Poppins are the same species.
I'm sorry. What?
Penny Poppins?
Because they're both English?
No. Okay.
Mary said species. All right. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Mary Poppins feeds on the joy of children. And Pennywise
feeds on the terror.
On the terror.
Okay.
That's weird.
Kind of like
theory I saw today.
Where'd you see that?
And I've heard it before.
TikTok?
Maybe they should get married.
An article on Facebook or something.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go, creepies, if you like Mary Poppins.
Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah. Okay. I see what, yeah. Just maybe on the opposite ends there, you know.
It just totally warped my brain, but yeah I like that. Thanks a lot. My life was going so well until that. No.
Mary Wise and Penny Poppins. Yeah.
They could get married.
Did we mention this was in Clifton, New Jersey?
We did.
Already say that? Okay.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you did, but oh, man, hey, there's some more pictures.
Did you know this was in Clifton, New Jersey?
New Jersey?
Well, I think Sean said that, but I'm not sure. Oh, okay. Did he say it?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Well, I'm looking at this website here, and it says
I've had three strokes and a heart attack since then.
A town called Clifton. Clifton, New Jersey.
I'd venture to say that's where this is.
Yeah. I think so. So here's a, let's see here. There's a group that went to the gates of hell-ish. It said, deep inside the dark tunnel, we started to hear a strange knocking sound. Mm. This was a shock to the system since it had been totally quiet except for the flow of water. That's when we ran and got the hell out of there. Huh. I like what they did. It said, I wasn't sure what we had heard. My friend swears it was someone whispering some chant deeper in the tunnels. Years later, I made several trips back to the gates of hell. However, after telling my story, I could never convince anyone to venture back into the tunnels as far as my friend and I did, or as far as my friend and I did that one summer day. And then this guy's going back to the red-eyed Mike, I guess, who guards the gates of hell. He says, I have explored every inch of Clifton, and nowhere is as eerie as the gates of hell. It is said that a spirit known as Red-Eyed Mike guards the tunnel. If you knock on the railroad ties above the entrance in groups of three, you will hear a loud horn sound from within the tunnel. I have heard this horn on occasion and have seen rocks hurling themselves out of the tunnel with no person visible inside. I also once witnessed a small human-shaped figure run out of the tunnel towards Weaselbrook Park with superhuman speed. I have been told that this is the Red-Eyed Mike.
Jeez,
we got to interview Red Knight. See if we can get him on the podcast.
Why not?
You know, yeah. Do a little guest chat with him.
think he does Zoom?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. That's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
This is when I was 16. I was introduced to the gates for the first time. My friend asked me if I had ever been to the gates of hell. After a few dead ends, we finally found a route to the tunnels. It was dark from all the tree coverage, and my stomach began to drop as we climbed down to the level that the tunnel entrances were located on. I could feel the fear running from my feet straight to my shoulders. All that I had heard and envisioned from the last half of my life was hitting me all at once. Looking at the entrance was more terrifying than anything else. Unlike other tunnels, which were round and had streams of water flowing from them, this entrance was square and had no water flow. At this point, I was ready to leave and go home. I had seen the entrance, and I now believed everything I had heard just by looking at it was pure evil. But I realized that the only way to conquer the gates was to enter the tunnels. That sounds completely ridiculous. Deep inside run. Deep inside the dark tunnel, we started to hear a strange knocking sound. This was a shock to the system since it had been totally quiet except for the flow of water. There's your knocking, right? That's when we ran and got the heck. Oh, did you already read this part? This says they got the hell out of there. I wasn't sure. Oh, darn it.
That part. Yeah. That's okay.
You got that part.
I did.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm rereading.
Okay. Now you know the whole story.
And now you know the rest.
Right? The rest of the story.
Where was...
I was about to say hell. Out of here.
I already did.
You did?
Is it Brazil, Indiana? Was that the one that we talked about?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And it's got a lot of cool graffiti, too. Mm-hmm. Like, is that the one... Is that the one that if you park your car on the... Right under the tunnel or something. Because you're able to drive through it or something.
Yeah, you can drive through it, turn around, and come back. And then if you stop, then like blood will run down the walls and stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And then there's a big shadow person that guards that one too. I can't remember his name though.
Oh, Blue-Eyed Bart. That's
Blue-Eyed Bart.
Yeah, that's right. Cousins.
We'll check that out. Here's another guy's named Richard.
Richard.
His accounts of...
I love these personal stories.
Gates of Hell.
Nice.
My friends and I have heard rumors about the Gates of Hell that may be of interest to you. Besides the glowing skull rumor, there's supposed to be an area within the gates that has some very disturbing decor. There are dead trees planted exactly 3 feet apart from one another with dead cats and birds tied around their trunks.
Oh, wow.
Another story I've heard is that at the very end of the gates is the actual portal to hell. There is a groove about 20 feet deep and about 40 feet across. At the very center of the groove is a smoothed out granite manhole, which is supposed to be one of the portals leading to hell.
I wonder how many portals they have. I did not see that when I read. And daggone it, I meant to, I lost track of time. I meant to watch or listen to a few of the videos, and I did not, of some investigators going there or whatever, but I didn't. So, I don't know if, did you guys, I mean, you guys didn't find.
I like, did a little bit, and portals? It's just as,
What? Like as far as how many portals?
I'm not sure how many portals, but I just watched people going through them and being fascinated and awed by them and scared to death and everything. The graffiti's amazing.
I wonder if they time, as far as like you were talking about, Nate, the police, you know, warning against. Here's a little story actually from a police officer. So says, good afternoon, Mark. He goes, I am currently in charge of gangs and street crimes. He says, up until 2 weeks ago, I never actually observed the exact location known as the Gates of Hell. It was brought up by to me by our city manager with reference to serious issues concerning this location. This police officer says, over the years, I have arrested several people that have traveled to this location to observe the place known as the Gates of Hell. Previous to this past week, I did not arrest these individuals for defiant trespass. I arrested them for weapons possession. Now, this is very crazy. This is to include double-edged daggers with curved blades on each side of the dagger, small swords, butterfly knives, and other weapons that I don't even know how the hell to describe. These individuals were from Suffern, New York, Morristown, New Jersey, and other locations that escape me at this moment. He said, yesterday we received another phone call that there were individuals at that location. Members of my unit and I responded and found six individuals trespassing. They were from Cherry Hill and Merchantsville, New Jersey. They all were arrested for being defiant trespassers, but one individual was also arrested for weapons possession. He had metal knuckles, a large curved 10-inch Bowie knife, type knife, and another 6-inch butcher type knife on his side. When all of the above individuals were asked how they found out about this location, they replied, "Weird, New Jersey." So that's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the devil and you know, anything demonic or anything spiritual, ghost. I'm worried about the people.
Yeah, the crazy.
That have
yeah.
Big 10-inch blades and knives and swords.
That's what. that's what some of these groups that were down there. They said they were. They were kind of prepared for seeing crazies. But yeah. This so this says there's a big picture that says there is nothing here as part of the graffiti. The legends of the Gates of Hell promise spine-tingling encounters with the burning fires of the underworld, but those who venture into the maze of drainage tunnels off Paulson Avenue are more likely to confront burnouts under the influence, which is what you were just talking about. Visitors to the internet chat rooms devoted to the Gates of Hell share stories of bloody rituals, evil spirits, and a secret room that houses a glowing human skull. As far as the police department is concerned, there's no skull, but plenty of knuckleheads. It's been mostly juvenile situations, Police Detective Captain Robert Rowan said of activity in the area. The entrance of the Gates of Hell can be found in a wooded area down the hill from a railroad line. The first pipe looks like a narrow, empty swimming pool about 8 feet deep. Water runs down the center of the long, wide pipe along, like we said, Weasel Brook Park. In the other direction, the pipe leads to a cave-like entrance that begins the maze of underground tunnels. The entrance walls in the first few tunnels are covered with graffiti. The painted words fall into several categories: obscene, the usual four-letter words and rude comments about so-and-so's mother, incomprehensible, gutter ballet, and Wyoming Mike. And the largest category, graffiti that aspires to be spooky, this way to where the children are buried.
Oh, so, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what it says. The most unsettling thing about the tunnels is the fact that they are absolutely dark. There's also occasional loud noises, mostly most likely from New Jersey Transit commuter trains that roar overhead. Other than that, the Gates of Hell are pretty standard teenage stuff. You might find the occasional mutant Ninja Turtle down there, too. On a recent exploration, that was for me. I know, you're shocked. On a recent exploration of tunnels, a reporter walked as far as the intersection of several tunnels where rushing water made continuing the journey impossible. Perhaps the most truthful bit of graffiti reads, "There is nothing here." It is not clear how many tunnels there are, or how long they have been a destination for the daring teens. The Rowan, the police officer, said mischievous activity picked up around the Gates of Hell after a book recounted some of the lore surrounding the site. We're talking about Weird New Jersey, local legends, best kept secrets, was published in 2003 by the creators of a magazine by the same name. So Weird New Jersey is definitely focused on here. Yeah, they have the entire website, which we've been reading from. Is devoted to the gates of hell. It says satanic sacrifices, bones everywhere, decaying carcasses, and upside down crosses. Anything dealing with the darkness and human nature was supposedly down there. So that is, I don't know. It's still spine tingling. This person doesn't really see a lot of credence in everything, but I don't know.
Spine tingling.
That red-eyed Mike would be spine tingling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit guard. Yeah. I've heard of a spirit guide, but never a spirit guard.
They also say that legend has it that Jersey Devil mm-hmm. that we talked about.
One of my
favorite cryptids. That
him and Red Eyed Mike.
That
hang
also
out
the Jersey Devil and the Sussex Sea Serpent. I don't know what that is, but it's called the Sussex. That's really hard to say. Sussex Sea Serpent. Supernatural tales are central to this Garden State's culture, whether they're real or not. Generations of New Jersey residents have passed down these local stories, adding a layer of eerie uncertainty to the surrounding areas. One such legend, located in Clifton behind the old Black Prince Distillery, is the perfect place to test your courage, the gates of hell. I like that. The Black Prince Distillery. That's kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good name.
Sounds like a place we need to do like a live event. the Black Prince. Right? I'm going to look that up.
Or the Gates of Hell.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You have a ticket? No, I have a butcher knife. Okay, go ahead.
We got courage, right?
So I have a little more on the Red-Eyed Mike character. It says, interestingly enough, Red-Eyed Mike's presence is meant to calm onlookers. Okay, I like that. Mm. You know, yeah. Protecting them as they search the drains. So maybe he'd help us against the...
Maybe.
You know, knife-wielding, butcher, knife, axe-wielding mm-hmm. maniacs. However, visitors should remain wary, as the creature may soon turn on you. Oh, great. Mimicking group members, making creepy noises, and throwing rocks are among the many pranks committed by Red-Eyed Mike. Hmm. Though generally harmless, the creature can make even the most daring turn tail. So I guess he's calm, or to calm you, but he's going to mess with you.
You remember that?
Sounds like what we do at the church, to be honest with you.
Down with Red Eyes. This says several visitors to the gates of hell in recent years have looked for Red Eye Mike only to find the men in blue. That's funny. In November 2003, a 26-year-old Tatawa man was arrested on weapons charges after police caught him with several knives near the tunnels. A 22-year-old Avenel man was arrested for an outstanding warrant. Police were called to the scene because the man was swept away by rushing waters. As he explored the tunnels, they found him soaked and shivering in the woods by the nearby Passaic River. Oops. Says these tales of misfortunes have not dissuaded more recent visits. Brian Olive, 17, and Raphael Polanco, 16, both of Clifton, wandered down into the gates of hell a couple years ago. Their reason for going? There's levels and more levels you go down, and you can find the door to hell. The boys said that they did not make it that far, but they were long enough. They were there long enough to experiencing some pretty eerie stuff. He said, I had a brand new phone, holding his cell phone, poked it out. It died automatically. The boys nodded, resting their case. So I don't know if that's solid evidence, but yeah, there was some,
I don't believe
some, okay. I don't either. They were trying to, compare this to like Stranger Things. They were looking for Upside Down World, right?
Never heard of that. What is that, Stranger Things?
Uh-huh.
They also say when you go to the Gates of Hell tunnels, just the mere mentioning of the devil, he will appear.
Ooh.
How about that? So
That sounds like his game,
it
right?
It says, heed this warning, just the mention of the devil, he will appear at the Gates of Hell. So, I don't know. I don't think that'd be a good thing to do, but... what do you think? Would we want to go there if we went to New Jersey?
Heck yeah.
New Jersey's got a lot of creepy places, and we've talked about some.
What this does that not, mean exactly
again,
about
I'm
New
not
Jersey.
Sure about this. I know. I'm not sure about the, I would like to go see it, and I'd like to go and investigate and tour it, but like it just worries me that the crazies are going to be there. Yeah, I don't want to get like axed.
To have the police blessing.
Yeah, yeah. If they want to escort us, that'd be.
So they say they have zero tolerance.
That's right. Yeah, I you know, like I said, the devil, eh, whatever. Demons, eh, go ahead, whatever. You know, Red-Eyed Mike, sure. He's, you know. Oh, the group of people that have butcher knives and axes and swords. Okay, and what was it, the metal knuckles?
I'm like,
oh, boy. Yeah, so
perhaps mentally
not down for that.
Unstable.
I would think so. I would I would guess that that's probably, there's a correlation. But I would like to see it, obviously. I would like to, you know, maybe, I don't know.
I still find that
quick visit.
The 1,000-pound axes.
Yeah.
Guard the spirit guard that guards the
I know.
Door to the room that has a glowing human skull. I think that's fascinating. I mean, I know.
It's
probably
like,
bollocks, but you know.
There's a couple things there. Yeah, 1,000-pound axe and the glowing human skull. I'm like, ooh, okay.
That it says the room was used for devil worshiping and Ku Klux Klan rallies. That's
I never said that.
Yeah, I know.
No, I was totally kidding because we.
I was gonna say that.
I know
your
reason. I'm just kidding.
Yes, but truly though, like,
I know.
That's disturbing. So there is a lot of. I mean, that's a lot of evil.
Did we say how old this is? When it was built?
Mm-hmm.
I really did listen to your foundation, but I don't remember.
I don't think I put. That
I can't
in
find.
The old.
I've looked and looked. I can't find when it was. Built or actually like, hey, it's been, you know, it's around 120 years or whatever. I don't see anything about that. So,
you know what? I don't think it does actually. So what kind of foundation was that?
Yeah. Well, let's just cut the whole episode.
Right.
No, this is a cool place. I'm going to ask, our friend Christina Westervelt if she's been there. And I would imagine she has because she has been everywhere.
She'll know how old
special.
It is.
Huh?
She'll know how old it is, right?
Yeah. I'm going to message her right now as we're recording. Nate, Sean, do you have anything else on the Gates of Hell in New Jersey? Clifton, New Jersey, as they say.
No, I haven't found anything other than what we've already discussed.
I am very intrigued, though, by the Red-Eyed Mike character. I don't know. Like, first he was creeping me out. Then he's like, oh, no, he's supposed to calm the visitors. But then he'll play tricks on you and creep you. So I don't know. I don't know how to take him. I don't know.
This says, through the gateway, there are 9 layers of tunnel systems, uncomfortably similar to the...
9? I thought it was 7.
This says 9.
Okay.
I've been reading 9.
Oh.
Uncomfortably similar to the 9 circles of hell cited in Dante's Inferno. The further down visitors travel... See, most people only know about 7, apparently. The other couple are...
That's when you're too deep.
Truly
too deep.
You're feeling the burn. The greater chances for, it says, the further down visitors travel, the greater the chances for a devilish encounter, like we've been talking about. While some tales are brushed off as mere folklore, the location has noticeably in the site for drowning, sacrifices, KKK meetings, devil worshiping, and all that good stuff. Basically, the more debauchery you can imagine, that's what's happened down there. So it's like, ugh. And mental health issues, it sounds like, down there, right?
Yeah, I am actually messaging Christina Westervelt as we speak, so telling her that we're doing an episode right now. Yeah, I don't have anything else. It was a great episode. I mean, a lot of creepiness.
This is something I wouldn't be able to probably take part in, which is okay with me, but it does talk about how foul-smelling it is, and it is... There's
can you imagine?
A sewer system, obviously, that far down.
Never even thought about that, the smells.
Yeah.
I have no idea why, but I guess I was fixated on the the killers that would probably be there.
And they probably stink too.
And the graffiti.
They all stink.
And the devil.
You must complete 7 trials before receiving access to the mysterious antechamber. This includes lifting enormous 1,000-pound axes. And so you have to lift them. I thought the spirit.
No, we do, yeah.
I thought the spirit guide had
to
do that or
that's
whatever.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
whatever,
I'm out.
Guard. Oh. Allegedly, upon entering the door, explorers must plunge deeper into the caverns. Finally, a glowing human skull welcomes them. And that means you've reached the alleged end. Man, that is wild. Yeah, it's a lot out of a comic book. I don't know.
No, yeah, you gotta.
I mean, I love it for the imagination, but yeah, I'm not. I think it's just, this is a lot of probably people high as a kite down there to imagine this stuff.
Oh, real quick, I got a reply. She's pretty quick. She's like our good friend Betsy Kulikowski. Very quick on the response. Mm-hmm. Christina Westervelt says, who lives in New Jersey, creepies, and we've had her on our show a couple of times. She says, nope, I have never tried it. Pretty heavily patrolled and sketch. Mm-hmm. That is what we pretty much.
That's what we have reported here, right?
Yeah, I found, I think, one little thing that we haven't discussed yet. We've touched on. another testimony describes having seen rocks being hurled out of the tunnel with no person visible inside.
Mm-hmm.
On another occasion, they also claim to have witnessed a small human-shaped figure.
We talked about it.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Run out of it with superhuman speed?
Yes, yeah.
Where in the heck am I?
Gosh.
I'm somewhere else. I need sleep. That's what I
need. What did you say? 3 hours of sleep? That's it. That's what we'll blame.
Is this in Clifton, New Jersey?
You stop it.
I am not sure.
This is... Are we in the United States? This says...
That's without a doubt.
Man, I am struggling tonight.
We love you, Nate. Without a date... Oh, my gosh. Without a date.
Wow. There's tunnels.
This is a great stellar episode.
Without a doubt. Man, we're talking
tunnels.
We're able to not read
tunnels
tonight. Worse than last time.
Sometimes there's water.
We got you laughing.
And then there's some guy named Red-Eyed Mike. You guys heard about Red-Eyed Mike? He's a...
Wreck-It Ralph, but Wreck-It not Ralph. Never Red-Eyed Mike.
I've heard if you give him a 50, he'll leave you alone.
Pay up.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt, the gates of hell is a treacherous place, often requiring ladders or steep jumps to descend into the depths.
Ooh, nice.
The structure alone is dangerous. Should the rumors of its hidden evils prove true, its risks become even more sinister. However, if the urban legends and reputation of these murky drainage systems only pique your interest, just remember, the talk of evil, talk of the devil, and he will appear, which is what we've been saying. So, would you venture into these gates of hell? And our answer is, we're not sure.
It does.
It seems like a video game, doesn't it? Like, I like the whole reference to Dante's Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, I told Christina, I said, yes. I said, very sketch. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I don't know. Maybe during the day, and if I knew police presence was there, I'll just say, look, we can go, guys, we're podcasters. We're not here to cause trouble. We did an episode on it, whatever, and I'll say, just let's look at, this is Nate and this is Sean.
Podcast stars.
And I'm gonna
arrest them.
But I'm going to give them my...
arrest them.
I'm Ted.
They did it. Goodbye.
I'm going to tell them your real names, but I'm not going to give them my name.
So, then
I'm Ted Hodges.
Get your kicks going.
Ted Hodges. That's right. So there you go. Anything else before we wrap this up?
I got nothing.
Mm. Oh, Christina says, my dad was a cop, and I avoided trespassing so I didn't have to embarrass my father coming to pick me up from the police department.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't know her dad was a police officer.
Thank you for your service.
No kidding. Absolutely.
Christina's pops.
Yeah. So there you go. The Gates of Hell.
Copper.
In New Jersey. Clifton, New Jersey.
Clifton.
So, yes. That was fun to talk about. Very creepy.
Are you going to bat 1,000? I want to see.
I'm going to say... Middle-aged moment.
What the heck? You were like, you have, you're
am I,
league,
am I right?
You are, and you're in league with the devil because I thought you would pick. Here's the weird thing. No, you're not really. But I thought you would pick that I was going to do a dark side, so I intentionally did a light side because I thought, you son of a monkey's uncle.
I'm pretty good.
All right, you're going to like this. Now, you're going to forgive me for this. I promise.
I'm going to forgive you.
Forgive me because this is a light side, and I am specific. It is.
The Beatles.
It is, but listen to me. There's a reason. Don't do it, man. Don't be mean. Jerry's listening out there somewhere.
Jerry who?
There's a reason for this, and this is this just is to lighten up the darkness that we've been talking about in the depths of hell. But this is also something that's close to me right now. Is I'll Follow the Sun. I love the song, by the way. So one day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so, my love, I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know, oh, oh, oh. One day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so, my love, I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. One day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. This is just in preparation for I'm leaving this podcast.
I didn't follow.
That's not funny.
You didn't follow? You're leaving the podcast?
I'm just kidding. That's not right.
What took you so long?
I was going to say, this is probably going to be like, this will be met with like no. Cheers. No. From basically, I'm going to be leaving my old job here pretty soon. And bittersweet.
Hey, if anything, you built some friendships.
I did. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, yeah, that song, I actually like had it just stuck in my head the other day. And it was like, oh, yeah, I think I'm
actually
just...
bigger than that. We gained some listeners. That's right. Really where I'm going with it, Nate. I mean, it's great friendship and all, but
saying,
we're talking
suckers.
Downloads.
We got you. We got you now, creepies. Yeah, no. I know.
Yeah. That's,
but yeah, so that's why I chose that. And that.
I get it. That's
gosh,
good.
You're right. I was going to totally go dark side. How'd you do that? You were
pretty good.
Wicked. Wicked evil.
That's why I'm going for my
wicked
fourth
evil
championship
suit.
In fantasy football. Anyway,
you're a wizard,
that makes
Harry.
that makes me think about my dad used to say about golf. He says, they get paid to follow the sun. And it's true.
That's right.
That's where that's, yeah.
That's true.
So that song
true.
Made me think of my dad. Like, oh. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Beatles still suck. But
thanks, Beatles. Thank you, Beatles.
Oh, that, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
There you go.
So, good. Thank you for that. That was a good Malaysian moment. What else you got, Sean?
You know how many times you say thank you? I know you don't really mean thank you. I have the second part of the announcements coming out of that hole that I just dug.
Nate chuckled at that.
He did. follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, what's Twitter, X, or whatever. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com.
X
marks the spot, baby.
Not Twitter anymore.
I know, and I said X. Well, that's why I said Twitter.
Oh, have I not taken that
no,
off?
No, you put it's still Twitter, and that's why I said TikTok,
oh,
and they go,
you know,
X.
All right, I'm going to change that right now.
Did I say, email us at makopodcast@gmail.com, two ways, right? We are on all podcast listening apps.
All
of them. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Tell someone you know or don't know about the podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us. Get your name mentioned and or business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information.
Good job.
Hey,
by the way, I changed it. So next time it's going to say X.
Oh,
it will not say Twitter.
Marks the spot.
So it is X now. All right, it's official. Thank you, Sean, for that.
That's welcome.
Second announcements.
And, welcome.
I'm going to turn it over to Nate. Now, no pressure, Nate. It's the first That's a Wrap of 2024. So, you know, just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm. I want to be like Red Eyed Mike.
Oh.
And that's a wrap.
Takes me back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Someone 80s, named Michael Jordan.
I want to be
like Mike.
That's good. That was a good.
If I could be
that was
like
a good.
Red
that's
Red
a wrap,
Mike.
Nate, for 2024. Good there job. You brought it. I will admit. So thank you for that, sir. And thank you, creepies, for listening to our episode 147 and our creepy discussion on the New Jersey Gates of Hell. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.